Morning, Agadah Chaydesh. We are holding Erevin Daf Ayin Amabez towards the bottom. Today's Daf is Erevin Daf Ayin Aleph. We are Ayin Amabez right towards the bottom, Toshima, second list on the page, just to get our bearings. We were discussing a Shaila. If a person dies, a person who's part of a Chatzar, who did not join in the Eir before Shabbos, if Nebuchadnezzar dies on Shabbos, so his Yerush, could his Yerush go and be Mevatel the Rishus? The Yerush who took over possession, could he be Mevatel Rishus and cause that chutzner to now be able to carry the rest of the people who made Eir will be able to carry or not? That was the shaila. Could the Yerush be Mevatel or not? So Rav Nachman Paskin, he held, the shaila was asked from Rav to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman responded, I hold he could be Mevatel, the Yerush could be Mevatel, and Yomer. However, the Talmidim of Shmuel say, in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, they said that the Yerush cannot be Mevatel, and they were proceeded to bring in the, on Amud Beis, Ayin Amud Beis, two questions against Rav Nachman. Two braises. First, a long-winded question from Rabbeisa, which, again, seemed to indicate that the Yerush Asers, and we deflected that the Yerush could do Bittel just like the Meirish in the first Braisa. And the last Braisa, actually, we're going to just quickly speak out the question outside, because the answer the Gemara gives will be identical to the answer Gemara is going to give on the third Braisa. In the last Braisa, the Braisa spoke about a case where a person, if he's Meirish, his Rishus to someone who's outside the chutzner. So again, if he dies while it's still daytime, then it assers. If it dies if the person from the chutzner dies when it's already after Shabbos, he does not asser because we have a klal. This will come up again in today's daf as well. We had yesterday's daf. We have a klal that once something was mutter, once he had an air of going into Shabbos, then it's okay. Then it remains mutter the rest of Shabbos. But then the flip side, what if it was someone who was not part of the chutzner, someone on the market owned space in the chutzner, if he died before, and he's merchant to one of the people of the chutzner. So if he died before Shabbos, then it's good, because the person who took over his ownership as part of the chutzner during the Erev made it part of the Erev. But if he only died on Shabbos, the person in the chutzner who inherited this guy was not able to make him part of the Erev, not able to join into the Erev, because the fellow only died on Shabbos. This fellow from the Shuk only died on Shabbos, and therefore you can't make his chelik part of the Erev, and therefore it asers. That was Lashon HaBraisa. So why is it aser? Let him at least be Mevato. That was the Gemara's kasha. It's a right to Talmidei Shmuel against Rav Nachman. The Gemara answered that no, what does aser mean? Aser is till you make an adjustment, till you do what? Till you do bittul, but bittul is still option. We said it's not such a shmak idea. The Lashon aser sounds finite. It's aser. We're saying no, it doesn't mean finite, doesn't mean aser. It means aser till Rav Nachman will answer. It means aser till you do a bittul. We're going to say almost an identical answer to the next Gemara's right. Tashabah. Now he's being a raya from a brisa. He saw the gashurim become megurachas. If a yid and a guy, someone that was megayer. Point is, someone that's megayer doesn't have regular yerusha when he dies. His assets become hefker, and then it's whoever first come first serve. So saw the gashurim megurachas umes ger b'yam. So yid and a ger living together in different houses in the same granary, different rooms, different homes in the same granary. So living together, so you need the regular dinim of Erev and Shutfus. And the ger died by name. So before we even go home to the top of on top of Ayin Alpha Alf, just look at the bottom tasis of the page on Ayin Amid Beis. Tasis says Kasafa Rav the Mekayach. Rav is the one who asked the Shalat of Nachman originally. Rav Nachman said that it works. The Yerush can mevatel his rishus on Shabbos. So Rav is one of the Mar presumes, Taisa presumes, is asking the Kasha on Rav Nachman. So Taisa just points out that Rav is making a connection between a case of a Yerush and the case of the Ger. Because Rav the Mekayach, a Ger, Chashe, Kim a Yerush, someone who gets something from a Ger, even though it's not Yerusha, that's the whole point. Ger does have Yerush. It's kind of first come, first serve, it's like Efker, but it's like Yerush. David Kari Davua, if you wouldn't make that equation, if you wouldn't be able to equate the case of Yarshni from a Ger and inheriting from a Ger to regular Yerusha, Rav wouldn't have a question from this Braisa. The fact that he's asking from the Braisa, that's what he addresses, means he's overlooking that distinction, and he's saying that it still should be the same, and therefore he still should be able to ask a question. Taisus points out before we even start the Raya. Okay, top of the Amud says the Braisa. The Braisa has a very, very strange Lushan. So the Ger died while it was still Friday. Even though the Yid was Machzik when Yisrael Acher, even though another Yid took possession of the Ger's assets when the Ger died before Shabbos, but Chasav Eiser, it assers the other person, assers the people from being able to carry in the Chatzar, even though it's new Yid. On the contrary, specifically Rashi already, Top Rashi points out, what do you mean, Afal Pi? Because if no one else will take possession of the Ger's assets, then there would be no issue. There's only an issue that you need an Erev or there's a problem making an Erev when one of the members did not join in. If the ger is dead, unfortunately he's passed on, he's not part of the picture, and no one took kinyan of his assets, then you don't have someone that, you know, there's no other person that didn't join in. So the contrary, what's the afal pi sheichas l'Yisrael, even though the Yisrael was kinda made a kinyan of the ger's assets, it should be quite the contrary. It should be because the Yisrael made a kinyan on the ger's assets. The afal pi is mashma, if the Yisrael didn't make a kinyan, it would be even worse. On the contrary, it would be better. The Gemara is going to address right away. If the ger died after it got dark, the ger died after already it was nighttime, so the Erev had already gone into effect. So afal pi shet lo yichzik Yisrael acher eni yeser. Even if another Yisrael does not make a kinyan, it still won't aser. Which again, they're going to have the same question. Even though he didn't make a kinyan, on the contrary, so long as another Yisrael doesn't make a kinyan, the rest of the people, in our case seems to describe only one other person, but the other people in that granary that are together with this ger, now deceased ger, are better off. They're not worse off. It would certainly be even better to carry. Again, the mashmais of the afalpi, the afalpis seem to be backwards. So Mar right away asked the question. Haguf kasha. We're going to... Once we explain afalpis, we'll circle back to get to our raya, to our discussion whether bitul rishus could work for someone that inherits on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Hagu v'kasha. Amr mibayit yayim, afalpi shechzik. You said, mibayit yayim, if the ger died while it was still daytime on Friday, even though the yid took possession of the ger's assets, he still asers. You're saying afapi, and certainly when the yid didn't take possession, on the contrary, if no other yid, if an outside yid wouldn't take possession of this ger's, of the deceased ger's chelik in the chatzar, then they wouldn't create an iser. The person, let's assume there's only one of the guy in the chatzar, that guy would be alone. There's no one else that's in the chatzar with him. No other owners in the chatzar. There's an ownerless item in the chatzar, but no other owners in the chatzar. Then it wouldn't aser. So the chayr doesn't read properly. It shouldn't be afalpi. It should be specifically because another yid made a kinyan on Friday. Had another yid not made a kinyan, it wouldn't be aser. But afalpi doesn't work. Amar Papa, you're right. Ema afalpi shaloi hirzik. Say, stick in a key word, shaloi. Don't say afalpi shahirzik Yisrael, even though another yid took possession, it's going to be aser. So even though another yid didn't take possession, that would be a big chiddush. Even though no one else took possession, still it would be aser. Gemara, before the Gemara understands Rav Papa's answer, the Gemara right away interjects. But it's not what it says. For afalpi shahirzik tani. It says, the lashon was, afalpi shahirzik. And we've had this kind of shaka v'taya in the past. Typically, we always point out, very often, that who's the one that asks such a question? Rava is very bothered that you want to tweak a brisa, tweak a memra, tweak a mishnah by saying a slightly different nusach, but it's not what it says. He'd rather Rava. The way we always explain is Rava would rather give an answer that's less kishmak, more of a deichik, and preserve the language than give. Typically, we have a few exceptions, but even Rava does something similar. But Rava would rather do that than actually tweak the language, even if it's a more kishmak upshot in lumdas. Here it's Rav Papa. Here it's the not Rav Papa actually. It's the Gemara ask on Rav Papa. But the Ritva points out, not exactly what we just pointed out about the concept of Rava. Ritva points out, obviously the Maksha knew this. The Maksha Taratan, they both knew the warning of the Braisa was, Afal pi shechzik Yisrael, even though Yisrael took possession, and it doesn't make sense, that it makes more sense that it should be Afal pi shechzik. So when Rav Papa gave this answer, and then the Maksha says, but it doesn't say that, what's the conversation? The conversation is that, is this too much of a correction? It's mamish opposite. We're saying exactly opposite. We're saying afal pi shechzik. That's the wording that we have in the Braisa, and we're switching it to afal pi shechzik. It's exactly opposite, it's diametrically opposite of what we said. Would we make such a drastic mistake? That's really the discussion. We know it's a simple fix, but we make such a drastic mistake. We just had, I know some of you are probably bothered, we just had two days ago's daf in the Mishnah where we said, Rameir Eiser, and one of the answers, we had a steer Rameir Asas in a certain case or not, and one of the answers was from Rabbi Yosef, Tani Rameir Ena Yaiser, right? You remember very good. Tanya Meir, Ena Yaiser. So this is exactly opposite. So we do find the Gemara does give such a teretz. Okay, but over here the Gemara was bothered. At least the Ritva is explaining the shaka v'taya between the Taratzin and the Makshin is they both know. No one's unaware of the adjustment that we're making to the wording here. The question is it too drastic? So Rav Papa says, say Shalai Afi Shalayasik. And the Maksha says back to Rav Papa, it's way too far. You're going from Afal Pi Shehirzik to Afi Shalayasik. It's mamish opposite. And therefore Rav Papa agrees to the Gemara's question, to the Maksha's question a little bit. And therefore he says, I'll explain to you why we had such a lashon. Says the Gemara, Ach Kamar, Rav Papa will explain as follows still, Afal Pi Shalayasik Mabayayim, Ela Meshechashecha. When you're sticking in the shleichzik, it means like this. Even though you didn't make a kinyan while it was daytime, rather only when it was nighttime, kiven the havli lachsim by yaim aisers. That's takish makachidish. We're saying like this. We're saying in the first case that asers, and we said that afa pishirch, like even though Yisrael made a kenyan asers, mashma if Yisrael didn't make kenyan for sure aser, that doesn't make sense. The Yisrael not making a kenyan, an outside yid not making a kenyan only makes it better. So we're explaining it to mean is, even though there was no kinyan taka done by day, meaning it was only done by night, so no one did a kinyan by day, which we just spoke out, making a kinyan by day does indeed make it worse, even though no one made a kinyan by day, it was only made a kinyan night, so going into Shabbos, it was technically, it should have been fine, and taka we have to explain why it's not fine. Elam HaChashaycha, the kinyan was only done at night, so Afopi, that the Hechzik Yisrael only happened at nighttime, still, since he could have made a kinyan by day, interesting Svara, he could have made a kinyan while it's still daytime, Aser, he's going to Aser. So before we get to the second half, let's understand what's going on. What's Takap Shat? If the ger died, the yid is alone in the chutzar, the Shabbos starts, no one else made a kinyan on it, so he's right now good, he's perfect, he should be able to carry, and once he started Shabbos Peter, he should remain Peter. So we're saying now that the yid, even though the yid did not make kinyan by day, rather only made a kinyan at night, still he's going to Aser. Why Takap is Aser? So it's best, actually, instead of elaborating Rashi outside, let's try to read this Rashi inside. Afal Pish Lechzik, first, after the fifth line of the page of Rashi, right where the lines get narrow. Afal Pish Lechzik, Mibayim, even though the yid, this outside Yisrael, who's taking over the ger's possession, didn't make him Mibayim, Miyad, he didn't do it right away when the ger died. Him Dar Shechashech, he only made a kinyan, he only took possession after it got dark. V'ikah heter l'miktas Shabbos. So when Shabbos started, you have a heter, this original Yisrael living in the chutz with the ger, he was mutter because he was there by himself. Still Aser, the new yid, the second yid's kinyan in the ger's assets, still Aser. Why? Because the Farsha come on, hoyel v'hoyel kayach l'achsel l'bayayim. Like the Marzen explained, since he had the kayach to make a kinyan b'yayim, emirtza, nimsis v'shuzu tluya v'aymedes. This was just was a kind of hanging. It was just the ger was waiting for someone to take it. It wasn't going to stay like that forever. V'leihavi mutter l'miktas Shabbos. It did not get a status of mutter l'miktas Shabbos. Very interesting. Why not? It was mutter when Shabbos started. What does it mean to have mutter l'miktas Shabbos? So Rashi is saying, but you say this here, but it's hard to fully grasp what the pshat is. So first of all, so right away in Rashi, the first one completely explained a beautiful idea. When we say mutter, normally mutter means an adjustment was done to make a mutter. So let's just say when Shabbos started, there had been an Erev had been done. That's not just time that it happens to be mutter by default. That means there was a proactive heter taking place, namely an Erev. Some reason, let's say the Erev got messed up. Classic case we mentioned earlier when we started today. Let's say one of the people of the Chatzar die, so he's no longer part of the Erev. No, it started by Heter, you had an Erev, it remains Mutter, that remains. That's a case where you did an act of Heter, or even if you had Bittu Rishus. When Bittu Rishus was done, so it started Shabbos with a proactive Mutter, a proactive Heter, that we say that Heter remains. Over here, there's no proactive Heter. Over here, it's kind of by default. That when Shabbos started, this Ger is Nechasim, the ger that was nifter is a chasim, no one took possession of it, so it's kind of by default, no one owns it right now. And it's also destined that someone's going to make a kinyan, so it's really two, it's kind of, there's two strikes against it. First of all, there wasn't a clear adjustment to be matrit, so you don't get a status of, it started beheter, is remain beheter. And furthermore, not only did I get a status of, you know, being proactive heter, and therefore Shemena Mutter, it's actually destined to be opposite. It's destined someone to make Kenyan. It could be the guy himself in the Chatzar, in this granary. If the other owner himself made the Kenyan, then Anachami wouldn't answer, but it could be also anyone else in the world could make a Kenyan, and that would answer. So since you have a combination of the fact that it's Tully, it's waiting for a Kenyan to happen, and it wasn't a direct heter, therefore it's not going to be good. That's how they explain Rashi Gosh Shri says a Lashon of, it's Mitli Tully, it's waiting for someone to be Kaina, and therefore it's Lechash of Hutter, doesn't get a status of Hutter. It's similar to what Rashi says, maybe it's a little more elaborate. Chazanish takes a step further. Chazanish actually says we have a klal, a kala imid lingzis gazadami, for example, something which is destined, which is subject about to be cut. It's if it's already cut. Whatever's fit to be cut already off the ground, it's if it's already cut. And that concept applies in many scenarios here too. Since it's destined for someone to make a kinyan, it's as if the kinyan already happened, and therefore it's already worse than neutral. It's a little bit starker than what she's saying. But the point is, that's why we're saying over here it's no good. So when we read again the top line of the page, the top line of the first ratio of the Braisa, we're saying when the ger dies by game, even though the yid, another yid was machzik it, what we mean to say is, even though another yid was not machzik it, by game, he was only machzik and mechashecha, it's still, we treat it as if the hechzik, the chazaka took place, but by yaim, we view it as if the same story, and still it's going to be aser. Now we go to the seifa. And once we saw the logic of the resha, the seifa's answer is going to be quite similar, just in the opposite direction. Yes. So the seifa is going to be a continuation, the same idea we said in the resha. Meshachashecha, afal pi, shalei hechzik yisrael acher, any aser. If the ger died after already Shabbos started, even though no other year took possession, it still does not answer. Even though no other year took possession, it does not answer. And certainly when a year took possession, adarabba, that always creates a problem. Ki hichzik aser, when another year took possession, that would be all the more reason to aser. Again, another year who didn't join the Erev, now it makes a kinyan, so that would be reason to aser. So it occurs the opposite direction. Amar papa, same exact type of answer. Ema afa pishlechzik, don't say afa pishlechzik, say afa pishlechzik, take out the shalai. In fact, Gemara, afa pishlechzik, it's not what it says. It says afa pishlechzik, it's a very drastic change to go to make it exactly opposite what the lashon is. Hachkamar, the Gemara explains the braisa, and we've been explaining this at the Gemara when it says this explanation is explaining for Rav Papa, it could be Sinu Teretz. I've been explaining this in the Reisha, and I'm saying again the Seif as well, that it's a continuation of Rav Papa's answer, but could be not. Could be it's really a fully, the Gemara is taking on a fully new Teretz. The Gemara agrees to the Makshin's question and gives a fully new Teretz. I don't think it makes such a difference. Either way, says the Gemara Hachkamar, here's how we read the Seif of the Braisa. Even if a year took possession after it got dark, the point is, since he wasn't able to make a Kenyan Bayayim, Ainay Usr, he wouldn't Usr, since he wasn't around to make him Bayim, because the Ger was still owning it, and the Ger was part of the Erev, by the way, the very important detail, the Ger did make an Erev, in this case, with this other guy, therefore he wouldn't Usr. Perfecting Mark, Tanimias, Liza, this is what you were jumping to before, this is exactly where it's Raya, Tanimias, Reisha, Usr. The Reisha says that it Usrs, that, right, when the Yid, a Yid, who is destined to make a kinyan later, he asers, am I iser? Why would that yid make the kinyan later aser? Nevatel, on the contrary. Once the yid makes the kinyan, even though it's on Shabbos, even though Shabbos started with saying it didn't have a full heter, even though it technically was mutter, because it was destined for someone else to make a kinyan, still, let that guy who made the kinyan now be mevatel. If you hold the mevatel like a Nachman, and here's where Tosafot point comes in, this is not mamash yerish. This is not a guy from the veld. It's not a yerish. Here's where Tosafot's point for the Baba Lamed is more prevalent because we can understand more. What's the kash in the first place? You're connecting a din of yerish b'mevatel to this case. This is not yerish kar davua. Clearly, we're learning that whoever is created from a ger also, at least for the question purposes, would have a status like a yerish to be kar davua to be mevatel. Remember, the whole time yesterday was because kar davua. This guy's pasha's not. Still, the Gemara asks the question. That's what Tosafot's point. That one line Tosafot of the Baba Lamed we read before. Okay, answers the Gemara. My isid v'diktani. Same answers we had in the Gemara's last question. The Gemara's second raya from yesterday's daf, my ina eser achivatel. When it says eser means taka till you mevatel, but Anachami and Nachman learn that you could subsequently go and be mevatel. You can mevatel afterwards. That's fine. It just means until you do an adjustment of being mevatel, it's going to be usher. Okay, another deflection. Rabbi Yechon Reichman says these past two brises, these past two questions, the question we asked from today for the case of Ger, and the question that we've spoken outside for the case of the outsider who owned the yesterday's second brisa, the second question we asked from yesterday, that the outsider who owned the chalik in the chatzar who died when it was already Shabbos. So we said, if he died when it's already Shabbos, and he bequeathed his rights to someone else in the chatzar, but he died when it was Shabbos, it's a problem. It's too late. Why not? Why can't he be vatal? That was the question. And this case of Geroso, why can't he be vatal? So Vierka says, I have an answer for both those prices. Masnisa Mani, who the author of these two prices? Beishamahi, it's a beautiful segue to the next part of the Mishnah. We had a machlekes Mishnah, Beisham Beisil, where the Bitu Rishus can take place on Shabbos. Beisham says, Bitu Rishus cannot take place on Shabbos. Just like Erev needs to be before Shabbos, Bitu Rishus needs to be before Shabbos. Beisil says, no, Bitu Rishus could be even on Shabbos. So, very simple. These two prices go like Beishamai. Beishamai, I mean, Bitu Rishus, Beishabbos, Tathan, Mehmes, and Nice Rishus. We learned in the Mishnah, when could one be Vatu Rishus, Beishamai, Emir, Bimbay, Dame? Tafka on Friday before Shabbos begins. No, it could even be on Shabbos, even after it gets dark. So these two prices go up Beishamai, and therefore they present no question to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, of course, is going to Shita Beis Hillel, but according to Beishamai, of course, he cannot be Vatal on Shabbos. Simple answer, a beautiful segue to the Mar now explaining. The Mar never actually touched on that part of the Mishnah. Machagis Beishamai Sillel. Now we go into that part of the Mishnah. Amarullah. My time to Beis Hillel. What's Shabbos Beis Hillel? What is Bisham Basil that he allows, even if the Shabbos started, that Bittul can work? Ants explains Ula, Nasik Aimer Klachetz Yavis. It becomes like the case where you say, Klachetz Yavis, did you go to the nicer papers? What on earth are they talking about? That's a famous case where a person moving goes and he takes Chuma on behalf of Shimon from Shimon's produce without asking Shimon, right? We know that's actually one of the sources of Shlichas in the Torah is by Chuma, right? So Shimon, if Shimon tells Reuven, go take Chuma from me, right? That's he makes him a Shlich take Chuma. The case over here is that he did it without Shimon's Das. The truth is, even when he makes a Shlich, some of this conversation is still going to apply, actually. But let's just go with the simple case. Reuven did without Shimon's das, and as long as Shimon is happy with what Reuven does, then it's going to be a good truma. If for some reason Shimon's not happy with what Reuven took, then it's not going to be a truma. So when Shimon saw what Reuven took, if Shimon says, Klachetz Yavis, go take the nice, why don't you go to the nicest ones? You could have taken for the nicer ones. So that's an indication that he's happy with what Reuven did. It really depends on the case. To be more clear, over there, the Sugi discusses that if there were no nicer ones, if Reuven had taken the nicest ones, and Shimon says, why don't you take my nicer ones? That's really Shimon giving a rebuke and saying sarcastically, why don't you go take my nicest ones? Why don't you go take the nicer ones? There are no nicer ones. He means he was not happy. That would be an indication he wasn't happy. But in a classic case where there actually were nicer ones, that means Shimon was serious. He was saying, why don't you take the nicer ones? But ironically enough, it doesn't mean that he's saying, therefore, I'm not happy with the truma that you took and it's not chal. On the contrary, he's saying it is chal. He's okay with it. He's saying you could have even taken nicer ones, but he certainly has no issue with what was taken. He's okay with it. Okay, that's the idea. What Shaykhistar Suya? What's the connection? Connection as follows. Just like over there, Shimon's Giloy Das, that he's happy with what was taken, he could have even taken nice ones, he's happy with what he's taken, creates that what Reuven took earlier, it's like a Giloy on what was done, Lamafrey earlier, is Chal, and it works from when Reuven took it. So to here, we're saying that Beis Loshit is that when someone's Mevatel on Shabbos, we're saying it works like a Giloy, that this guy was happy to be Mevatel his Rishos even before Shabbos. This fellow didn't get a chance to join at the Erev. Right, but once he's not part of the Eruv, what would he do? He'd be Mevatel Rishus. He taka didn't do before Shabbos, but by being Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, he's being Megala that he would have been happy to do before Shabbos as well, and therefore it works. So it's kind of working. It's kind of working, I don't say fully retroactive necessarily, but it's working with the power that it's a gila that he would have wanted to work for Shabbos, and therefore works. Ask the Gemara, that's a very nice answer, nice little alumnus, but it's not so simple that it works, because there's certain cases where you couldn't have been vatal before Shabbos, and still we're discussing that Bittul should work on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Meis Nachi, Zabai says Ula. In a case where Nachi dies on Shabbos, you have a guy living in a chutzpah with a bunch of Yidin, and they couldn't make an Erev for Shabbos because he can't make an Erev for the guy. So Erev's not an option, you need to do Shkibus Rishos, and for some reason they weren't able to be Seich Rishos, the guy wasn't playing ball with them, he wasn't able to be Seich Rishos. And then the guy dies on Shabbos, so now they have Eitzes. Once the guy dies, they can make Eitzes, but they didn't make an Erev before Shabbos, now it's Shabbos already. So what do? The Mevat Rishos on Shabbos. You can't tell me over there, the Bittul Rishos on Shabbos is a Giloy, that they want to be Mevat Rishos for Shabbos, because they couldn't have been Mevat Rishos for Shabbos, because Bittul Rishos doesn't work by a guy, so it wouldn't have worked before Shabbos anyway. So in that case, your whole Giloy that's working kind of the Mefreya doesn't work. Says Gemara, Shabbos, my klach yitz ikka, what type of klach yitz yafis you have over there? Ella, therefore, Abaye says, this is the machlekes b'shamisil. And before we even read another word, I mean, there's a lot to talk about in these couple lines. Before we go further, notice a big difference. Ula started off as saying, my time at the Basil. Abaye argues on Ula with his question. Ula gave a pshat about it's a gila musa, klachas yafis. Abaye takes issue with Ula. And what does he say? Rather, here's the machlekes b'shamisil. Ula was only explaining Basil, my time at Basil. Abaye is explaining both. And the Ran makes it, is madgish, this diak. And the Ran says that the Chayra, Ula and Abaye come from two places. There was a shaila in the Beis Medrash how to explain within the discussion of Basham Beis Hillel. Ula understood it was a question specifically on Beis Hillel. Now what's going on over here? There was a question on Beis Hillel that we know when something's Aslam makes a Shabbos, it remains Aslam for the rest of Shabbos. Just like when something's Mutif for part of Shabbos, it remains Mutif for Shabbos, so too the other way, the Chumra. So how is Beis Hillel allowing Bittul on Shabbos? It was a question specifically we understood Beis Shammai. We take have a trouble understanding Beis Hillel. That's what Ula understood. So he answers just for Beis Hillel. Whereas Abaye had a different understanding of what the question, what discussion Beis Medrash is. So besides for answering up and saying, I don't like Ula, your Pshat in Beis Hillel, besides for that, we need to explain Beis Shammai too. What's going on? What's the Machlekes? He understood that the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash had a question in general, what's the Machlekes here? And therefore he's coming to explain both Shitas. What's the Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Savi, Bittul Rishus, Mikner Rishusu, Umikner Rishusu, Beis Shabbos, Aser. This is packed. There could be a whole full hours of shir just on these three lines. We'll just speak out a couple minutes. But the machlekes is Beis Shammai says that bittul rishus is akna. When I'm a vatal rishus, I'm being makna to a kinyan, and kinyan and Shabbos is aser. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, I'm not being makna to you. I'm just removing myself from the equation. Once I'm out of the equation, you no longer have to contend with me. It's like in the case we started off today, the ger, once he's dead and no one else was kainit, then I don't have to make an error there. I'm good to go because there's no other party creating an isser. So once I'm astolic myself from here, the rest of the party, the rest of the chutzner, the rest of the people of the chutzner are okay without me, and you don't need to have a kinyan per se. It's just my siluk, my removal of myself is enough. So that's the question in Lumdus, how it's working. Is the bittul working as a kinyan, as Beis Shammai, and therefore it cannot work on Shabbos? Or is the bittul working as a siluk, and if it's Beis Hillel, and therefore it can yes work on Shabbos? Okay, so first of all, let's just go to the Lashon Rashi. On Rashi says that according to Beis Shammai, it doesn't work. Because make it kinyan Shabbos aser. Says Rashi, why is it aser? It's double the mekam memker. Over here, making a kinyan on the other person when a person is mevatos rishus. The other's being kinda his rishus is like regular mekam memker, and that's aser on Shabbos. What is the iser of mekam memker on Shabbos? Nice little chazara from Shabbos. We had a gemara in the Beitz of Aflam at Zion. The Rashi over there in Beitz. I mean, we discussed it in Shabbos, of course, but Rashi is very succinct in Beitz of Aflam at Zion. Rashi says two issues mekam memker on Shabbos. Issue number one is mimsei chefzcha v'dabedav. The pasuk nami pasuk shaya mimsei chefzcha v'dabedav. There's an iser to be busy with their own personal matters, their own business matters on Shabbos. So it's an iser divrei neviim to be busy with kinyanim, with transactions on Shabbos. That is Rashi's first malach. Rashi's second malach over there in Beitza is that what? Gzeri, you may come to right. That if you do a transaction, if you do a kinyanim, you may come to right. There's a very gishmaka, it's just a basic chazar of Luzinim. There's a gishmaka kiveger, beautiful Claire. He says, what is the isser of mekam memker on Shabbos? Is the isser the maisa kinyan, doing an act of kinyan, or would it be us even chalais kinyan? Meaning, nafkin is, what if I put in motion the transaction, the act of kinyan was done before Shabbos, and the chalais is just happening on Shabbos. The actual kinyan is only taking effect on Shabbos, but the act of kinyan was done before Shabbos. Is it the act of kinyan that's a problem, or is it the fact that a transaction is taking place b'chlal, that's the problem. So the Farshim actually go both, you can go both ways, how that plugs in to the two, to Rashi Sum Halchim. You could say that if you say the Isser is a Maisa Kinyan's an Isser, right? Or let me go backwards. If you say that the Isser is the M'sechev Sechev Dabra Dover, so your act is all taking place before Shabbos. You didn't do it on Shabbos, so it shouldn't be an issue if the Chalais is taking place on Shabbos, as long as the act took place before Shabbos. But if it's an issue of writing, then when a transaction takes place on Shabbos itself, even if your act was done before Shabbos, you may still end up writing. Once the Chalais transaction took place, you may still end up writing. That doesn't want to say, you could say exactly the opposite. Okay, but the point is, Rekhi Vegas is beautiful Claire, which can get involved with those two ideas of Rashi. The Nafkamin is Rekhi Vegas Claire. One of the Nafkamin is, first of all, regular transactions people do till today. People, you could, a person, if he owns assets and those assets are making money for him on Shabbos, or he indirectly owns something and there's kinyanim taking place, especially on today with online purchasing, online buying, credit card buying, there could be kinyanim happening left and right on Shabbos without him doing anything. He set the pieces in motion before Shabbos and kinyanim taking place on Shabbos. Is that a problem or not? I mean, it's even worse because there's actual kinyan taking place. He's not doing an act on Shabbos, but the act of kinyan is really happening on Shabbos. For Shlomo, it takes big issue with it. It's a big topic, of course, these days in halacha, whether a person has to shut down their website on Shabbos or not, and things to that nature. Another nafkamina is, very classic nafkamina is, Erev Pesach. We discussed this idea a couple of days ago also. Erev Pesach Shchalias. Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, right? We discussed over there about being doing a mak mitzvah, doing a kinyan with the guy on Shabbos, doing omir la'akam for a guy on Shabbos. We discussed the gabi hefker, shlichus the gabi hefker. What if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos and you set up the kinyan, all the pieces were done before Shabbos, the chalais takes place on Shabbos? You won't have your chametz till Erev Pesach, till in middle afternoon. You won't have shtei lechem. You won't have lechem mishnah on Shabbos. So you won't have your chametz. But could you set up that the chalais take place on Shabbos afternoon and make the kinyan prior to Shabbos with the guy or not? That would be telling the shaila. If it's the chalais, it's a problem. It's a problem even if you set up prior. If it's the ma'isa kinyan, it's a problem. It's only a problem if it's, then it'll be okay to set it up before Shabbos. Ma'isa ma'machmer, and we try to do it in a way that accomplishes both sadam of kiveger. Now, Ritva points out that clearly if you're talking about Erev, Erev is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah making Erev. I was saying, even the Tzarech mitzvah, Mekha Memkav is Aser. Again, relates back to the Shabbat we discussed about selling chametz. Even the Gavi mitzvah, Mekha Memkav is Aser, we're saying very clearly, because we're talking about mitzvah, we have Erev, and it's brought Lalacha, the Mishnah Berurah discusses it in the context of buying a seat in Shul. They used to buy the seats in Shul. That's a big mitzvah to have your seat in Shul, to have a place, a designated place to daven, you're contributing money to the Shul, to you buying your seat, or selling chametz. According to our Sugya, it would be a problem. You wouldn't be allowed to do Mekha Memkav on Shabbos, even for mitzvah purposes. Mishnah Berurah himself asks, we buy Elias. We sell Elias. Aren't you doing Mekha Memkar Shabbos, even Tzarech Mitzvah? He says it's different. It's not tangible. You're not buying like a chefz. If you're buying a cheer, or if you're selling chametz, that's a tangible chefz, that's a problem. Buying just the rights to Aliyah, okay, that's ready, not a tangible item, and therefore, that one is saying it's okay, it's not a classic Mekha Memkar. L'maisa, we're machmer, So that's by Mekha Memkar, and we're talking machmer, the Mishnah Berurah, we try not to do kinyan of Mekha Memkar, even for mitzvah Shabbos. What about matanis? What about matanis? Again, we spoke about this a couple bad ago, last week's shirim, we spoke about a matan on Shabbos being a machlekes, because Tosfos brought up that buying a rishus from someone making a deal with the guy on Shabbos chiris is a matana ba'alma, because it's only a token type of idea of trying to get possession of the guy's asset in the chutzner. It's a matana ba'alma say solution, and we discussed, I think Lazy US, what do you mean matana's mutter on Shabbos? It's so pashut. Let's be right, matana's mutter. It's not a machlekes. Machlekes the maisa. It's conflicting mashmaisas from the gemaras. Machlekes magen avram and Base Meir Lamaisa, where the Matana is Mutar Shabbos. We're Machmer. We're Machmer not to Matana Shabbos. I think we spoke that last week. So therefore, what do we do about if one does want to give Matana Shabbos? We have a couple eitzes. Either, I don't think we spoke about all the eitzes actually. We spoke at the classic eitzes, which is you bring a bottle of wine, you bring some item of food that's useful, and you don't really give Matana. You give it and it's used by the meal. So it's as if you're bringing food for the meal. That's fine, but they don't make a real kinyan. That's option number one. Option number two is very similar. You don't make a kinyan after Shabbos. You give the guy the gift. You give the host, let's say, the gift, the Matana on Shabbos, but he's not kind of you very specific. It's kind of like a pekudin by him after Shabbos, and he has the right to be kind after Shabbos. Or there's another option that we can that you can give it to another party to be zeicha in it on his behalf before Shabbos. Zeicha l'shem b'fanav, you give another party to be zeicha before Shabbos. That's the three eitzes they give by matana. Now by matana, unlike since matana itself is machlekes, but it's a problem. Unlike a mecha mekar, by matana makam mitzvah over there. There's discussion to say that we can be mekel. By matana makam mitzvah, over there we mekel. Again, mekha memka, even for mitzvah saying, is problematic. But matana or mekel, we just had a couple weeks ago on Sukkot, is a classic case where you can give someone else your lulav and esek b'matana on yamtiv, and that's okay because it's tzerich mitzvah, and it's matana. Matana itself is not a pashut. That's a problem. Therefore, we're mekel got matana. Last point in this is, before we get to the mission, the last point in this is that we're talking about a chiluk between silik and a silik and akna. Really, it's a whole big discussion. This is what I was referring to. There's a whole discussion about hefker itself. Is hefker the pshat I'm just masalik myself, or is hefker that I'm willing to be makna to whoever goes and picks it up? It's a big nafkin, it's a big discussion elsewhere, but without getting into that, just point out two ideas from two mahachim on siluk. Ritva says siluk is like mechila. Mechila is mutar and Shabbos. Silik is like mechila, and therefore it's not a problem. It's mutar and Shabbos. Rishashlon is a little different. Rishashlon, silik is hefker. Silik is hefker, and hefker is mutar and Shabbos. We've discussed in the past. It's not so pashut. We discussed that it's a shayla of hefker is mutar and Shabbos. Rishashlon takes the opinion. The mashmai is the gemara and Shabbos. A few places was the hefker is mutar and Shabbos. And Rishashlon says, indeed, hefker is mutar. Silik over here is working like hefker, and therefore it's not a problem. Beishame says no good because he holds it's not silik. He holds on hefker. It's this guy's being makna to the other members of the chatzar. It's more than silik. It's more than hefker, and therefore he holds it's a problem. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. Baal Bayis Shahi Shutuf L'Shchenev. Baal Bayis was a Shutuf. He was a partner with his neighbors in different Mavis. L'Zebiayin, L'Zebiayin. So let's say he had Mavi neighbors. He had Mavi neighbors. And he had a partnership with two of his Mavi neighbors with wine. No Shutuf. He didn't make a Shutuf of wine in order to be able to carry throughout the Mavis with each other. It was an actual shitif. They were shutfin. They were actual partners in barrels of wine. He happened to be partners in a barrel of wine. And wine is the classic usage for shitif. Now they have to use wine, but that was classically was used. So the shaila is, do you have to still make an Eruv, or does the fact that they have partnership in these different barrels of wine, he's partners with the different various neighbors, is that enough? Says the Mishnah, Ein etzrich l'arev, he need not join in an Eruv. However, Lezebiyayim, Lezebishemin, if he was a partner with one of them in wine, and with another neighbor, he's a partner in oil, Tzichlarv, then they must join an heir. For Shimon Emmer, no. Echadzev, Echadzev, Ein Tzichlarv. Even in both cases, whether he's a partner with them, the two neighbors in wine, or even he's a partner with one in wine and one in wine and one in oil, either way, he need not make a specific Eruv with these partners, because he's partners with both of them. He's a Shitav. He already has a joint barrels of wine or oil with these neighbors. It's as if they have an existing Eruv automatically, and therefore you need not do anything special for Shabbos to be able to carry. The round points out that L'chayra, there's two Chidushim over here in this, certainly in the Tanakhama, even in Reb Shimon, but there's two Chidushim here in this Mishnah. Chidush number one is, they never specify this joint barrel is for Eruv purposes. They just have a joint barrel. They actually own it as partners. It wasn't designated for Shitav for Eruv purposes and still works, number one. And number two is, another Chiddush here. You have a guy in the middle of the Mavoi. He has a partnership with the guy to his right, a chatzar to his right, with one barrel of wine. He has a partnership with the guy to his left with the third bottle, with the second barrel of wine. The two people, the person on the east, the person on the west, the person to the right and the left, the two outer people, they have no partnership with each other, and still it works. That's taka, second level chiddush. Remember, there's two chiddushim. You wonder why it works. Okay, we'll see. But it's two separate, yeah, good question. There's two separate chiddushim over here, says the Ran. Number one, that it works even though it wasn't done specifically, the shame, hini michim v'zimin, it wasn't done the shame, erif. And number two, it works even though the two people on the sides are not connected to each other. They're only connected through the guy in the middle. Karen Eir is Mesupik, even though they tell me it doesn't have to be done, the original barrels were not made set aside specifically for Eruv. Do you need Kavana? meaning they're partners because they're partners. That's clear. They're partners because they're partners. But now that they're partners, they at least have to have in mind, let that one of those barrels that we own together, let it be shitav, at least a kavana, maybe kivun, without making a proper kinyan and speaking out, at least kivun or not. He's mesupik, he says maybe kivun you would need. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Amarav uvekli echad. We're talking about the shitav is valid only when both of the partnerships of wine end up in one container. When they're both together, so this already starts to answer a little bit, Leon, what was bothering you, right? When they're both in one container, that's when it works. But if it's separate containers, then you can't connect you won't be able to connect the shita for the homavai won't be connected. Tanakama says that when you have one with wine and one with oil, you need to make a separate erev tak. It doesn't work. Now, if you say talking about with one kli, by the way, I know some of you are thinking we had earlier in the mesechta that doesn't have to be one kli. The erev could be spilled out, it could be spread out over multiple kalim. That's when you have excess. They all put it together, you have excess, and it goes to two kalim, then it's fine. Over here, because they never did an act of erev, you dafka needed one kli, otherwise nothing's joining them to the problem that, well, Liam, what you were making a face about before, nothing joins them without the one kli. So over here, we would be particular one kli, even though elsewhere we're not so makma one kli, because, you know, we only basil that says it can be in separate kalim, as long as it's just overflow, that's fine. But over here, it's not overflow. The issue over here is nothing's binding it. But says the Gemara, you have a diak, that the 1 second. That's how you have to put this stuff to be there for very tight on time. So the Gemara, tweak on the Arav, Yambershalm, Rashi, Bukhiyachad, if the ratio is one kli, safer shake kalim, safer isn't, two kalim, shapir. It's very good. Why? When it's wine and oil, it's no good. And when it's two barrels of wine, it is good, because two barrels of wine could be in one kli. Barrel, oil, and wine obviously can't be in one kli, and therefore it's no good. Eliyambershalm, Rashi, Bukhiyachad, kalim, safer shake kalim. If both aren't two kalim, what's the difference between wine and wine versus wine and oil? Maliyim, yayin, maliyim, yashem, what's the difference between wine and oil? All should be the same. Amalei, Abaye says, a rye you don't have. That's not true. A proof you don't have. Right? And therefore, it's a proof that what we're talking about, it's one kli. The mile of yayin and yayin, that it's a one kli. Isn't that a clear proof? Abaye says, a proof you don't have. Why? Yayin, yayin, royal arv. Wine and wine, even if they're not combined, they're at least fit to be combined. So don't tell me they're for sure combined. Meaning, Rav wanted it before, they have to be talking about it's combined, otherwise it doesn't work. And we want to bring a riot to Rav by saying that's the mila of wine over wine, wine and wine over wine and oil, because the wine and wine must be talking more. It's combined. Wine and oil can't combine. The Bible says that no, maybe none of them are combined, but at least the wine and oil is fit to be combined. Which the Rishonim Shtel Tzu, what's the famous concept? Kala roya labila ain't bila makeves. That which is fit to be mixed, even if you don't mix it properly by the mincha. That which is fit to be done, you don't actually have to do it. The wine and wine is fit to be put together, and maybe that's sufficient. So therefore, a riot to Rav you don't have. Says Gemara, Amal Abaye, Yam Yain roya larv, Yam Shemin ain't roya larv. Okay. Rav Shimon says, whether it's wine and wine or wine and oil, you don't need to mix it to be an erev. The Mer is bothered. Even though to one neighbor he has wine, to one neighbor he has a partnership of oil, it's still going to work. What's takap shot? What's connecting them all? Rabbi says, it's a nice chazar of a case we had early in the Mesechta. Very similar to the case we had early in the Mesechta. It's talking about a chazar between two mavis. For Rav Shimon Tamei, his Rav Shimon Kord is reasoning to Tanan. We learned earlier in the Mishnah way back on Daf about 25 bot ago, on Daf Mem Hei, we learned as follows. What's this comparable to? To three chatzeres that open one another. The case over there was talking about people's outside the tchum. When someone's outside the tchum, what does he have? He has a total of dalaramis. He only has dalaramis. And he has dalaramis. So if you have three people, one person in the middle, and then two people on the outsides. The two people on the outsides, their dalaramis abut each other. They don't overlap at all. The guy in the middle, he has four amas that overlaps, let's say two amas on the guy in the west and two amas on the guy in the east. So he said the guy in the middle, he could connect with both people. He could eat together with both people. But the guy on the outside, the two people on the outside, they can't connect with each other. And if Shimon the Mishnah gave mashal, we had a whole discussion, who needs the mashal? What's the ending of the mashal? But we had a whole mashal over there. What's the mashal? Shalosh Chatzeres. Three chatzeres open up one at the other, meaning in three chatzeres, one in the middle and two of the outsides. If the two outer ones made an erev with the inner one, he the inner ones mutter with two outer ones, and they're mutter with him. And the two outer ones asuzuzu. So to over here, that's chat over here. Rav Shimon Shtasai. Rav Shimon saying afilu zebiyayim v'zebishemen means that the guy in the middle, he has a chatzer between two mavayis. He has an erev with mavay A to the right, to the east, let's say. He has an erev with the mavi to the east, with wine. He has an erev to the mavi to the west, with oil. He works with both. But anachami, they can't work with each other. Taka doesn't work for the outer ones to work with each other. So Leah, now your question certainly shouldn't be bothering you. The two outer ones would not work together, Taka. They can't carry with each other. How could you compare? Over there, taught explicitly, the two outer ones are aser. The Lashon HaMishnah did not say that. Our Mishnah didn't say that it works. It works. I'm sorry. It works only for the middle guy. Rav Shimon Omer, echad zeh vechad zecha, ve echad zeh vechad zeh. ain tzrichin la'arev. Whether you have wine and wine or wine and oil, it works. You don't need any more adjustments. You don't need more erev. Of course, you would need more erevs. If the guy in the west, the chutzer, the mavi to the west and the mavi to the east want to carry to each other and they're joined by this middle chutzer, if they want to carry to each other, they would need to make a new erev. They would make a new adjustment. The lush of the ain tzrichin la'arev is mashma. Everything's good. Everything's fine. Everything's fine for the chutzer in the middle because he can carry with everyone. But for everyone else on the outside, everything's not fine. So it doesn't fit. So the mashma says that it works for everyone. That can't be the pshat. Says Gemara. No, my tzrich la'arev, shechinim b'hadi balabayas. Av shechinim b'hadi adadi tzrich la'arev. The Gemara says, no, you're right. The way we touched it before is still what it means. It means the guy, the shechinim on the outsides, they themselves are still okay with the guy in the middle. Each one is okay with the guy in the middle, and he's okay with them. But with each other, the taka is still not okay. The Gemara sticks its guns. And it leaves the Taish the Mishnah the same. It just reinterprets the words in the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that all scenarios are perfect. It just means it's enough that each person has an Erev, not that they all can be an Erev with each other. Top of Ambez, Rabbi Yosef Amar Beis gives another upshot in Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan looked at Rabbi Yechim Manuri and Rabbanan Kamafagi. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan of our Mishnah, they argue in the same Achleikas as Rabbi Yechim Manuri and the Rabbanan as follows. The time we learned the Mishnah in Tfil Yem. We know Tfil Yem is the din of a Sheni Latuma. We know that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. Chulin does not become a Shlishi. However, Truma and Kachim, Truma could become a Shlishi. Kachim, Hekdash, could become a Revi. So we're talking over here, let's say, about Truma. So you have a Tfil Yem, second pair of Tfil Yem, Tazan. We learned the Mishnah. Shem Shesafel Gavayayin, if you have oil that's flowing on top of wine, we know oil and wine won't mix. Oil and water don't mix. The oil floats to the top. So you have oil flowing on top of wine. The nugget Tfil Yem, Shemin, and the Tfil Yem went and touched the Shemin. We're talking about Shemin of Truma. So he touched the Shemin, he makes the Shemin, Tommy, that's for sure. The Shailiz, does it also passel? Does it make the Truma, but it does make the wine beneath it pasla as well? The difference between the lashon of pasul and tame is tame means it's tame and has the ability to convey tuma further, whereas pasul means it itself is tame, but it can't convey tuma further. That's lashon of pasul. So if you have a truma, talking about truma, therefore it can only become a shlishi, it can't become a revi. Therefore, the tefil yem is making the oil certainly pasul. It's pasul. Question is, but does it make the wine pasul as well? What's the shaila? The oil wouldn't go and make the wine pasul because that would be a different level. The shaila is it connected? Is it touching the oil like touching the wine? Since the oil and the wine are one on top of the other, is it connected as if I touch touching the oil, as if I touch the wine as well, or not? Says the Mishnah over there. Lay pasal elish v'nagav nagav tefuyam b'shemen. Lay pasal elish shemen bilvad. The Tanakhama, the Rabbanan say he only makes the wine, the oil pasal, but the wine wasn't touched. Whereas Rabbi Yechim and Ruyamer shnei chibur mezalzat, the oil and the wine one on top of the other, even though there's like the separation between them, that the oil floats to the top, they're still touching, they're considered a chibur, they're connected, and therefore both become pasul, not just the oil, even the wine. So that's the same machlekes over here, Rabbanan Karbanan. The Rabbanan over here who say that a sheet of oil and wine don't work is because, just like the Rabbanan over there, are makels, so to speak, to say that it does not become tummy one to the other because they don't mix. They literally, the expression, water and oil don't mix. So if you have the wine and the oil don't mix, since they don't mix, therefore the gabi tumah doesn't give tumah to both, but the gabi ar sugi, the gabi erev, it won't be a good erev. And Rav Shimon, who says it is a good erev, he's kerbecha menuri, he also kerbecha menuri, that says the wine and the oil do mix, so to here it could be a good erev. And so Geshmak Rav Shimon, Rav is connecting this machlokes Rav Shimon and Rabban over here to the Rabban and Rabbecha menuri over there, Betzvil Yom. Okay, Tanya, the Marnai introduces another Shita, another Tana. So far we have the Rabbanan, and we have Rav Shimon. And we have Machlekes. Rabbanan say that Yayin and Yayin work, two separate barrels of wine work to make an Erev across the board, but not Yayin. This one with Yayin, that one with oil would not work. Whereas Rav Shimon says it works, Sai Yayin, Sai oil, it works even if it's two separate species. Tanya, Rav Lezbet, Tadoy Emer, Echad Zev Echazet, Suichin La'arev. In both cases, they have to join an Erev, meaning even wine and wine doesn't work. In fact, Marv, Afilil Zeb Yayin, Zeb Yayin, even if he has an Erev to the right, to the east, with Yayin, and to his partner in the west, he has the iron. Even that doesn't work. Why should the two wines taka not work to join together? Amar Rabba. Rabba explains, Zeba biliginai v'shavach, Zeba biligin v'shavach. You're right. In a case where each one came and poured wine into a barrel, that for sure come le pligi to have a erev. If they all poured wine into a barrel, that for sure would work as an erev. Keep pligi with the machlekes, kain shalachum chavis shayayim b'shutfis. The machlekes says where they purchased a barrel of wine b'shutfis. And what's the shayla? Meaning they all pooled money together and they bought a barrel of wine b'shutfis because they pulled the money together. Now, just to be clear, when they all poured wine into one barrel, the first part of this statement of Rabbah, when they all poured wine into a barrel, Rashi points out, even if they didn't do b'teres erev, again, like our Mishnah, it wasn't a Beteris. It was just done as a storage for the wine. Since Lamaisa, they all have wine that they each contributed in one barrel, of course that's going to work and make an error across the board, even according to Rabbi Lazar Ben Tadoy, not a Shaila. Where's the Machlekes in the case where they pooled money together and used the money to buy a barrel of wine, but they never each contributed wine from their own, they contributed money, which then became wine. The Shaila is, Rabbi Lazar Ben Tadoy, Aim Breira, we don't say Breira, Rabbanan Sarva Yesh Breira, we do say Breira. What does that mean? If they were to divide the wine up and pour it back into the barrel, each one's wine, for sure that would work. That'd be like the first case. Since over here they never divided up the wine, they just pooled money together, and they together purchased wine, but another wine was designated specifically for any one person, and therefore we don't see the contributions of each person in this barrel. Therefore, it's not going to work because you say aim Breira. The Rishonim point out, Tosfos Ritva points out, this is not classic Breira, because Breira normally is that eventually, when you do separate it, when you do give each one their portion, so it's hufra adavar of what each one was supposed to be. Over here, you're not going to be separating the Shabbos. Maybe you may leave this barrel like this for months in a row. It's not the classic usage of the word of Breira. It's just we're borrowing the term. It's the concept, the general concept, that since it's all mixed together, and it's not defined whose is whose, therefore it doesn't work according to the Blazim today. Whereas the Rabbanan argue and say, no, it still works, even though it's not defined whose is whose, since they all contributed money. And we could view their money, each one's money now is viewed in their own ownership of the wine. Therefore, it does work. That's the machlekes. But again, not really a classic machlekes of Breira. That is explanation number one in the sheet of Rav Elazar Batoy, how he's been machmer on the Rabbanan Rav Shimon. Explanation number two, Rabbi Yosef Amar, again, Rabbi Yosef says, remember, before he's explaining Stam, what's the point of contention? What is Rav Shimon arguing on the Rabbanan? What's Pshat and Rav Shimon? And now he's explaining what's Pshat and Rav Elazar Batoy arguing on the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rav Elazar Batoy, Rabbanan b'smuchin, samchin al sheet of b'makam erev kamifli. The machlekes is, Rav Elazar Batoy is arguing on the other Chachamim, whether or not you can replace the need for your Erev Chatzeres by simply having a Shtifa Mavayas. Meaning, in a perfect world, you're supposed to have an Erev Chatzeres, and in addition to that, we have multiple Chatzeres opening into a Mavay, you have Shtifa Mavayas separate from the Erev Chatzeres. What if you just skip the Madrega of Erev Chatzeres and you went straight to Shtifa Mavayas? Does that work or not? Demar Savein, Saimchen, Rav Elazar Batoy holds, you can't be Saimich, you can't just skip the stage of Erev and work with Shtif. Mar Savein, Saimchen, whereas other Mandar with Rabbanan hold, you could skip that stage. And again, there's a separate Machlekes, Rabbanan and Rav Shimon, when you're using both with wine, or even one could be wine, one could be oil, that's a separate discussion. But they agree that eliminating the stage of the Erev Chatzeres itself is okay when you have, at least b'dieved, when you have a sheet of mavayis, whereas Rabbi Elazar Batoy argues and says it's no good. Amar Rabbi Yosef brings a proof to his explanation. What is my source? Damar Avi Damar Rav Alachar Meir Alachas Like Rameir. Remember, Pasuk Alachas Like Rameir. Rameir is of the sheet that a sheet of cannot take the place of Erev. Okay, so he passed like Rameir that a sheet of cannot take the place of Erev. He's still in the Erev Chatzeres separately. But look at the next pasuk from Rabbi Damar Rav Alachar Rabbi Elazar Batoy, and Rabbi Damar Rav says Alachas Like Rabbi Elazar Batoy. Now my time, but wouldn't it be Lamashim the Chat Taimu? Isn't it because Rabbi Elazar Batoy is saying the same thing as Rabbi Meir that you cannot substitute the need for the Erev Chatzeres by just having a sheet of advice? One cannot take place of the other, and therefore the we see passing Rav Meir and like Rabbi Elazar, because it's the same psak, and that is exactly the machlekes. Rabbanan argue on Rav Meir and they argue on Elazar Batoy on this matter. Amalei Abaye, no. Abaye says, I'll tell you opposite. V'chataymu, if it's talking one reason, if Rav Meir and Elazar Batoy are saying the same thing, Tarto Chaslamli, why do you need a psak from Rav in the name of you paskin like Rav Meir, Amar Rav Merav, Halacha Rav Meir, and Amar Rav Bruna Merav, Halacha Rav Elazar Batoy. Why do you have to issue two psakim? They're both saying the same thing. Why would you need a separate psak? If anything, it should be mashma. That's the not the same machlekes. Rashi says no, not so fast. Hakamashma Dleiv Dinan Ketrei Chumim Ervin. The reason why we're saying you paskin Rav Elazar Batoy is to teach you that we don't do like two chumers legabe Ervin. Meaning, if Rav would have just said Halacha Rav Meir, that wouldn't have worked because we know you can't pass like two chumers. So if you have this chumer Meir plus. Another chumer mayor, then you're not going to be able to pass like both chumers of a mayor by saying it's also Elazar Batoy. So you take the other chumer of a mayor and this chumer of Elazar Batoy, not the chumer of a mayor. We'll have to stop over here. Chedesh Tov. We'll have to pick it up. Mir Tashem tomorrow. From this point, we'll go over this last Gemara and continue in this conversation. Have a wonderful day.